Hi, Yujong. It's me, Oliver. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for your email that you sent me and also to Alice and to my mother. As you probably know, I don't really like writing emails very much, and so I decided simply to try something new, and I'm going to send you a little audio file. And yeah, it's for me, for me at least, that's a little bit more convenient, and I prefer that over typing. Otherwise, I spend so much time typing and I keep on changing around the sentences all the time, and I'm never happy with what I write. So, okay, I'm just gonna record my voice a little bit and send the file to you, and then you'll know what's going on here over here in Austria. I don't know, I thought I'm just gonna keep you a little bit updated over what happened the last couple of years. I mean, we have not seen each other now for, I don't know, quite a whole bunch of years. My mother visited Korea last year, and as a matter of fact, we were also considering visiting Korea, not that soon, but maybe in the upcoming years. Yeah, but we have to wait a little bit until Michael and Thomas, until they're a little bit bigger. Yeah, so basically, what happened during the last couple of years? Well, as you know, I've been teaching at the school where I'm right now since 1999. So, what, it's my 17th or 18th year now. And honestly, not a lot really happened. I mean, the life of a teacher, you know. I'm teaching biology, and I'm teaching also a course called Theory of Knowledge. This is a philosophy course. And during the last 8 years or so, I have also been teaching at a University of Linz. I've been teaching a course in English there, in English for scientists. But I'm stopping that now because it's g simply getting too much. And I also could not get my contract extended because once you're working there for 8 years, they have to give you an unlimited contract, and the university is, and then I'm getting too expensive for the university, so they basically, the maximum contract length is 8 years. But I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of happy that I'm not, I did not get my contract extended because it's simply getting too much for me anyway. So, in any case, what shall I say? My life as a teacher is, I don't know, a life of a teacher. I go to school, I teach there. I teach mostly older students, so that basically means 16 to 18-year-old students in preparation for the so-called IB diploma. I don't know if you know about that. It's the same diploma that I got in Seoul Foreign School. Not only am I a teacher there, but I'm also the so-called IB diploma coordinator. So this means I'm the person who is in charge of managing this exam there. I'm also teaching an 8th grade, so the students are around 13 or 14 years old in chemistry. That's quite a new, interesting challenge as well. It's the second year that I'm also teaching chemistry right now, besides biology. We are actually Austria's biggest general education school. It's kind of interesting that it's not located in Vienna, but actually in Linz. So we have around 1,300 students. I think around 140 teachers or so. Obviously, it's not possible for me to know all of the teachers there. But a large number of students, with that large number of students, we are Austria's largest general education school. And the English-speaking branch where I teach, that has around 460 students. And I'm basically responsible for managing the IB diploma. It's the final examination for these students. So it was kind of interesting yesterday when I came to school. The secretary already told me, "Oh, I'm glad that you're here because the students were already looking for you. They were almost crying because they needed help, and I was not around." And so you see that I'm in charge of kind of also counseling and supporting the students and giving advice on which subjects to choose. And I'm also quite a lot of involved in helping out new teachers. I have to basically train them a little bit into this international program that we have. So besides teaching, there is actually quite a lot of other things, administrative work going on. School just started 5 days ago on Monday on and last Monday, Monday what? Monday was it? Monday 11th of September. And I went to school at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I was in school at 7:50 in the morning, and I was basically in school until 6 o'clock in the evening, because there was so much administrative work going on. And the same thing happened for the rest of the week. So even though we did not have many lessons, there was so much paperwork to do, and the students had to choose the courses, and I had to help them choose the courses. There were many new students as well, also many new international students. They needed support and help. So I was quite much involved with that as well. And that's part of my job, and I'm getting paid for this as well. As I'm a life of a teacher, it's like this, that we are have a so-called full contract here in Austria when we teach 20 hours per week. So 20 hours, normally your work week has around 40 hours, but when we teach 20 hours, when we're 20 hours in the classroom, this is considered to be a full contract, because they assume that we need about the same amount of time for preparation and administrative work. So how does this look like with the schedule? It's like this, that in the morning I do not teach very much. That's basically what I want. So because the courses that I have are all in the afternoon. These are all elective courses, most of them. So that means students can choose them, and all of these elective courses take place in the afternoon, and they are also important for the IB diploma, as I already mentioned. So this means that Magdalena, who is also teaching, not quite full time, but almost full time. She's teaching mostly in the morning, and I teach mostly in the afternoon. So this means that in the morning, I usually bring the children to Thomas to the bus station, because he's picked up by a bus to be brought to kindergarten, and then I make sure that Michael is going to school. The elementary school where Michael is going, he's now in second grade, and this elementary school is about a very short distance from where we live here in St. Florian, 5 minutes walking distance, so he can walk the distance as well. Then I'm going to school later in the morning, and this is basically when my school day starts, and usually I teach until 6 o'clock in the evening. This is actually unusually late. I have to admit that Magdalena is really unhappy about this fact, because usually this means I'm coming home at 6:30 or 6:45. That's when I'm home, and this is already the time when we have to prepare the children to go to bed. And Magdalena is really unhappy about that, because she feels that I'm not spending enough time with the children, and so on. You know how it's like here. So that's basically it. I'm quite happy with the school where I'm teaching, because the students are very good, very motivated students. It's a very good school. The educational quality is very high, and we're growing really rapidly. And as a matter of fact, we now j just starting this year, we are opening a new extension to the school building. Because so the government constructed an extra part, an extra wing to the building, because so we got 10 extra classrooms, and we got science rooms, and we got a nice theater and performance hall, and so on. So that's quite nice, actually, and I'm quite happy to see that the government sees our school is important and invests money into the school. I'm also every year, because I'm an IB coordinator. And in charge of this international program. There are now several other Austrian schools which are also who also want to start this program in English. So also an interesting trend, and I think that's because Austria is becoming more and more international now. We are our school is 25 years old, and we have a lot of experience. And therefore, many other schools contact our school, and especially also me, because they want to have more information on this international education system in Austria. So essentially, I'm also a few times a year I'm traveling around, and as a matter of fact, in October I'm going to Vienna on a conference where I meet other schools or headmasters and representative of other schools, and I basically explain them how it works, how you can have an international program inside an Austrian school system. So that's quite interesting, really, because you get to meet other people as well, and yeah, it's it's quite nice because it also you can experience new things. Yeah. So that's basically the things that has been, yeah, and I've been going on for the last couple of years now. I've been IP coordinator now. I've been doing this now for 5 years because when my the other IP coordinator, when he retired 5 years ago, basically I took his position here. I'm getting paid for that as well. So this means actually I have to teach less and I'm getting paid as if I were teaching. So I'm getting teaching hours even though I'm not teaching. But this also means that I have quite a considerable amount of overtime because I'm not really reducing my teaching lessons. So I just have this on top of it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's basically school. I want to tell you a few other things now, maybe a little bit about the family. Michael, my older son, he is 8 years old now, and he's going to second grade elementary school here in St. Florian. I think I just mentioned that. And Thomas, he just celebrated his sixth birthday today. So he's going to kindergarten. He just started last year of kindergarten. And it's like this that we just had Magdalena's family. We had them come over and the cousins, and we celebrated his birthday here. There were presents and so on. We celebrated with Alice's family and my mother. We already celebrated last week. We try to keep this a little bit separate because even though we have a very large apartment now, I'm going to talk about that later a little bit. It's a lot of people, so we kind of keep this a little bit separate. And we had two different birthday celebrations. Yeah, otherwise, what shall I say? Michael is I think, doing quite well. He was already able to read before he started school, simply because he was interested and we kind of taught him how to read a little bit. And right now he's reading a lot. I mean, for a second grade elementary school student, he's really reading a lot. I mean, just the other day, it was really amazing. We got him a book, and he was actually a book for much older children, and he was over the weekend, he was reading 300 pages. It was really I was actually surprised. I think he's reading quite a lot. And today my mother-in-law, Magdalena's mother, said that actually Michael is able to read more and faster than she's able to read. So concerning reading, he's really good, and I'm kind of surprised that also the level of reading. It's kind of interesting to see a little bit. Thomas is actually much more technically oriented. So for example, when he's building things and so on, Thomas is actually much more creative and better. But Michael, he is the person who likes to read a lot, and he's more the, yeah, this type of person. What else can I say? So that is basically the thing with the children. I think they're both fine. They're playing in the playground a lot with the children of our neighbors and with friends. Yeah, and otherwise everything is kind of pretty much everyday routine here. Not very much to say otherwise. Well, you probably have already heard. I think I told you already in the previous. I sent you a YouTube video, and in which we mentioned that we're going to refurnish or do some construction work inside our apartment. Well, I'm very happy to tell you that this is now finished. The apartment has been finished, and I want to talk a little bit about this. But I'm going to send you also a film because it's, of course, nicer to see everything also in video. Basically, what happened is the following. In the year 2008, so 9 years ago, we bought our neighbor's apartment. And this apartment is a little bit smaller than the apartment that we had up to that time. So basically, we now have two. We had then two apartments next to each other, the ones that I was living in, that we bought back in 1997. My father bought it in 1997, and that's basically where we have been living. But then the neighbor sold the apartment, which was a little bit smaller, and we bought that in 2008. And in the meantime, we rented the apartment because we did not need it, so we rented it to someone else. And now this contract expired, and now we needed a little bit more space, and now we've decided to put the two apartments together. And that's basically what we've done. We have had a big construction site here for several weeks, even months. And we basically removed five different walls. So we did not only remove the wall between the apartments, but also some other walls inside here. So for example, the bathroom was made new and the wall had to be changed and so on. So it was a very big construction site, very noisy, very dusty, very dirty. But now we can say that it's really nice. We have a lot of space now, 160 square meters. And that's actually more than many houses that you have here. Yeah, and that's was a big thing. We got a new kitchen, we got a new living room, a new floor. We got even a new ceiling with modern lamps and so on. And it's quite nice. Now we have plenty of space and extra rooms. And we also, Magdalena and I, of course, also have a separate office because we as teachers, we only have to be in school when we actually teach. So we do not have to be there the whole day, but we only have to be there on those lessons that we teach. And the rest of the time we work at home. So it's actually, that's actually a way how the government saves money, I have to admit. You don't have to invest a lot into teacher workspaces because teachers can work at home. Yeah. So, and therefore we have a nice office. We have an open kitchen. That's something that means that the kitchen and the living room is basically one large room. You'll be able to see this better on the video, which also looks quite nice. It's something we had a little bit doubts on whether this is a good idea or not, because to have but the way it is, the architect designed it is in such a way that it's still a little bit separate, because there is you cannot see directly too much into the kitchen, because all of the dishes and so on and all the mess of the kitchen you cannot directly see, because so that has been done quite nicely as well. And that's basically it. Got now the apartment finished. We've been living here now since March. It's been finished now since March 2017, so half a year. It's been finished right now, and it's pretty good. And we really feel that because of so much more space that we have, everything is a little bit more cleaned up. It looks simply cleaner. It's not so crowded and so stuffed. We also have two garage spaces for the cars, and we have also two cellar compartments for storage. Yeah. The only thing that's a little bit of a disadvantage is that, of course, we have neighbors living on top and below us, and we have to be a little bit quiet, and especially when the children, they like to run around, and then we have to tell them to be quiet because we don't want to disturb the neighbors too much. That's a little bit of a delicate issue here in Austria. Yujong, I just also want to tell you a little bit about some other people that you know here, that you've met many years ago when you visited Austria. Maybe you remember Ernstl. He basically has married a few years ago, and he's also living here in St. Florian. We meet up occasionally do things together. He's a little bit ill. He's got multiple sclerosis. But it's interesting that he met his wife while he was on rehabilitation. He was on multiple sclerosis rehabilitation, and that's where he met her. And they are now married a couple of years. You can already see that he's got some trouble walking a little bit. Yeah, so he has also reduced his work times a little bit in the company. And we really hope that this is going to be his health condition is going to stabilize a little bit. Andy, he is also married for a couple of years now. He is has a quite a high position in the company where he's working. He's the chief financial officer. He has got now a son. They adopted a child. He's also quite happy with that. So I met the child just a few weeks ago the first time. Andy's wife is also a teacher, interestingly. So otherwise, I don't think there are many more people that you know of. We're all pretty fine here. It's kind of surprising a little bit. One of the things that I start to realize, especially when you see that your children grow up so quickly, and also when you see students that you had yourself when they graduate, then they go to university, and then they return back to the same school as teachers, as colleagues. It's kind of a little bit of a funny feeling that those students that you taught yourself are now basically, yeah, your colleagues, that you're now, they're now on the same level. That's a little bit, it's also some kind of an interesting experience somehow, because you really feel that the time is passing relatively quickly. I mean, I'm 45 right now. It's strange. I don't even feel that old. But I can remember quite well when we celebrated the 60th birthday of my father, and now I'm 45. I mean, in 15 years, I'm also 60, and what's 15 years? I mean, yeah, it's kind of strange a little bit, yeah.
My mother, she is living very, very close by, around 20 seconds walking distance. And also, of course, Alice is living very close by, just across the road. So we are all very close together. And my mother, she is keeping herself pretty active with all sorts of artistic work. She's been doing this already in Korea. I mean, remember her Korean masks. And she also did some Korean calligraphy and Korean painting and so on. And she is continuing her artistic work also here right now. So if you actually visit her, then you can see that very often her, the table in the living room and in the kitchen is full with things that she's working on right now. Right now she's making buttons, you know, those for clothing and jewelry. There we have this kind of clay, the colorful clay, and she's making these things, and then she bakes them, and then they become hard. And she's now really into that now, and she's really doing it really nicely. She's watching YouTube videos, so she's got this iPad, and she is watching YouTube videos, which kind of show her how to do that, and then she's actually doing this, and it's really nice. It's really of a very high quality. So she's basically keeping herself quite busy. So what happens usually is that on Saturday or so, we just walk over to her place for some coffee. She has a small dog. Her dog, name of the dog is Chico. Yeah, pretty, I don't know, small, but a little bit, how shall I say, you gotta take care. And she's going out with the dog a lot, and having a walk with the dog and so on. So you can also not only see her in an apartment, but she's actually outside in nature also quite a lot. Alexander, he is still a flight attendant. He is going not only all across Europe, but also he's once a month, I think, he has got a long distance flight. So this is the reason why he's also flying over to the United States. And there he even met some of our other cousins. It's also kind of interesting how this worked out. Uncle Joseph's cousins, he also was able to meet there. So we're basically, yeah, and every now and then, every 2 weeks or so, he comes over from Vienna to St. Florian, and he spends a weekend here. He's got a relatively irregular work schedule, so it can be that he's gone over the weekend, and then he is here for a couple of days, and every now and then when he goes on long distance flight, it could be that he has to spend a couple of days in the other country. And I think he's kind of lucky, because he told me that he was one of the few people who actually had his contract extended. So he got some kind of not promoted, but usually it's like this, that flight attendants, for whatever reason, they only work a couple of years in the airline, in Austrian Airlines, and then their contract is not extended. I don't know why they're doing that. They always want to have new people in, and only very few people actually get a contract which is better, so where it goes on. Yeah, and he was one of the few people where he actually got an extended contract. Yeah, so he is living in Vienna in the same apartment that Alice and I were living when we were studying in Vienna. So that's the apartment that my father bought. And just a few weeks ago, during the summer holidays, Magdalena, I, and the two children, we visited Vienna to have a little sightseeing there. And we stayed over at Alex's apartment, and he made it quite nicely. It's very nicely furnished. And he even constructed some of the furniture in there himself. So that's also one of the interesting things. He bought the things from a wood shop, and then he actually made some of the furniture himself. not yeah because he wanted to. He just yeah. And it looks kind of interesting, the things that he made. So some very original ideas that he had, and it looks great. Yeah, otherwise, what shall I say? I mean, Alice probably is in contact with you anyway. Isabella, Alice's oldest daughter, is going to the same school that I'm teaching. And the younger two boys, they're going to still to elementary school, but to an English-speaking elementary school. Or middle school. The younger one's going to an elementary school, and the second one's already going to an English-speaking middle school. And he might switch over to our school later on. Yeah, so that is essentially it. What else is there to say? Obviously, we're watching the news every day. It's about the whole issue with Korea. I mean, that's obvious that it's... we're following this very closely. Concerning the political situation here in Austria, I mean, we have got elections coming up. I would say the situation is generally in Europe. The thing that is in Korea, of course, it's the whole issue with North Korea. That's a big topic, obviously. And here in Europe, that is a big issue is currently also in the elections, and it's not only in Austria but also in other European countries, is the whole issue with the refugees. It's because 2 years ago, at about this time, we had a large number of refugees coming into Europe, and this is causes a lot of worries for the local population here. While we ourselves, on every day, when you live every day, you don't really see that because those refugees are taken care of. But the general population is a little bit worried about that. Also because of cultural issues, I think. It's because they kind of feel threatened by other cultures. The whole issue with Islamic terrorism is big in the media every day. That's full because there have been obviously terror attacks. And while not so many people died, I have to put this under quotation marks, of course, because every person is too much. It's still a big topic, and there is this underlying fear inside the general population, which is kind of driving, politics in many countries in Europe. So this actually means what we've been seeing in the last couple of years is many people or parties that were elective have a very right wing. And very conservative, and that is something also a trend that you can see, and also in Austria. So that's also something. The current politician who's probably going to win a lot of votes, and that's at least according to the projections. He's a 30-year-old guy who is basically who's been in a minister now for a couple of years. And he is basically getting very, very popular these days. Yeah. So we're going to see what happens in the elections. But obviously, the whole situation here is not quite as stressy as in Korea right now. But generally, we can feel in the last couple of years that the general atmosphere, generally in Europe, kind of tipped a little bit and is more pessimistic, especially also because of some of the terror attacks in Germany that happened with folks taking a bus and crashing into people and all these things. So that is still something that's always in the mind of the people here. Yeah. So far in Austria, nothing happened. We really have to be thankful because of that. They started to construct now a wall around some government buildings in Vienna to prevent buses and trucks to be crashed into the building. This has also caused some criticism and public debate. Yeah, if this is really necessary and all these things. So you see, it's a topic that's kind of always present somehow. That's not only in Austria but in all of Europe. Yeah. So yeah, what else is there? I think last thing that I need to say is I started to take guitar lessons. Okay, I actually started practicing guitar already a couple of years ago, but now I've over the summer and the last semester I've taken guitar lessons. I signed up for a music school. I had to wait 1.5 or 2 years to get a place, and now I'm taking guitar lessons once a week. So it's also kind of interesting because we just had a performance in June, and It was a large group of folks there, the guitar teacher, of course, and a whole bunch of children. So I was actually the only adult there who was taking guitar lessons. The guitar teacher is very happy with me. He says I'm practicing a lot, and he's very happy because usually the other children don't practice so much. I've been doing this a little bit, I have to admit, to get myself a little bit away from the computer. I'm spending too many hours behind the computer doing more or less meaningful things, and it's simply getting too much. I already feel that my eyesight is getting worse. I mean, I've been short-sighted for ever since I was a child, but now I'm seeing that I have also sometimes trouble reading a little bit because of age-related eye problems. So that is something that I'm noticing right now. So I can sometimes not if I'm printing out something too small, then I have problems reading it already. So I need to get reading glasses. That's an age-related thing, and that's something which is normal. But in any case, I started to play guitar to get a little bit away from the computer, and that's basically, that's it. Okay, I think I'm just gonna quit now. I've been talking quite a long time, I think. Let's see how this works. I hope that you can actually download or receive the large MP3 file. Yeah, and in any case, I wish you all the best, and of course, if you want, you can share the file also with other people. Yeah, I want to send the best greetings to Korea, to everyone, to all family members, and you know what, I promised myself, because it's easier for me to do it over audio than to write emails, I promised myself to, keep in contact with you this way, and hopefully we'll stay in contact a little bit better, more often than in the past. Okay, I wish you all the best. Right now, it is September 18th, 2017, and I wish you all the best from Austria. Bye-bye.